Hello there, welcome to Walk the Talk podcast with me, Pinghendra. Now it's day 20, it's 4:02 p.m. on the 26th of May 2019. It's an amazing Sunday, really, really sunny here in Jakarta. I'll be here, actually I thought that I'll be here for 2 weeks. It turns out that my wife said that she wants to be here for 3 weeks. So, yeah. I have to really, really adjust my schedule to life here. Good news is that back then I run a seminar on it's kind of like a workshop / seminar at a prominent co-working space here in Jakarta. It's called Go Work, which is one of the largest and best. I believe it's the best co-working space in Jakarta. And and one of the co-founders, he's so gracious to invite me to work actually in Jakarta. I told him that I'm coming and he said like, okay, so what's your schedule? I said, oh, I have 3 weeks here with the second week is a public holiday in Indonesia for a whole week for the Muslim holiday. And I said, yeah, I'll be here for a week and I mean for 3 weeks. And he said, okay, if you have nothing to do, or you're struggling with finding a place to work, why don't you just work at GoWork? And I said, really? You allowed me to work here for 3 weeks? And he said, of course. I said, great. So tomorrow I'm going to start to work at GoWork for the duration of 3 weeks. So it's really, really exciting. And I hope that, I can give you guys more full scoop. Maybe I'll do a couple of videos on me working at GoWork. And I think that should be fun. I'm still struggling with technology, like how to edit videos and things like that. So is that really not my skill? So probably I have to start to hire VAs or virtual video editor. So that's one of my things that I struggle with, and I need to start hiring, I guess, per project basis. Anyway, today, it's really interesting. I had a conversation with my brother-in-law. Well, brothers-in-law, so two of them. So we were talking because we were watching NBA Eastern Conference Final Game 6 between Toronto Raptors and Milwaukee Bucks. So it's amazing that Toronto Raptors, they have a star player called DeMar DeRozan. So he is kind of the face of the franchise, the best player. And then the general manager of the team decided to... Is it general manager or maybe the president? I'm not sure. So his name is Masai Ujiri. So Masai decided to trade him off to San Antonio Spurs for Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard, he is a superstar. Really, really good. He was the finals MVP. Back in, 4 or 5 years ago, I guess, when San Antonio Spurs won the championship. And the reason why they trade Kawhi Leonard is because Kawhi Leonard is injured. He has, I think, shoulder issues or something. And last season, he only played, I think, 30 games, maybe less than that too. Well, if you're not in the NBA world, a season is 82 games. 82, right? So it's really... it's a really big gamble, actually. So they traded the face of the franchise, a great player, for an injury-ridden superstar, basically. A superstar for a superstar, right? And the great thing about it is that now, he played really, really, really great. In just one season with the Toronto Raptors, you know what he did? The accomplishment, they went to the NBA Finals for the first time in the franchise history. And Kawhi Leonard, if I'm not mistaken, he is right now the third leading points scorer in Toronto Raptors history in the playoffs in just one season. So you can imagine how good / terrible the Toronto Raptors were back then before he joined the team. So this is a story of gambling. If you gamble big, you're going to get big result. Either you're going to get big result or you're going to fail really, really badly, right? So when he was traded, everybody was pissed at Masai. Masai was being lauded as a failure or whatever, right? But then look at the result now, right? So it depends. If you are very calculated with your gamble, right, I'm sure that it's gonna pay off big time, right? So big gambles equals big results, right? So we were having this conversation, and they said, like, exactly, because I follow Arsenal, right? And they said back in the days also they decided to sell off this player, Robin van Persie, to Manchester United, right? Because of a lot of issues, and it turns out that and they sell to Manchester United, our great rival, you know. And Robin van Persie was the champion. That the very next season he's the champion. So, you know, that is a gamble, right? And the gamble pays off. It's a gamble by Robin van Persie, because the reason why he wants to join Manchester United is because of Sir Alex Ferguson, which is the coach, right? And the coach promised that he will be coaching for a couple more years to come, right? The moment the championship season ends, he decided to retire, Sir Alex Ferguson. And because of that, Robin van Persie, he still plays well. Not that he's terrible or anything, but he doesn't get the match, the impact that he got before, right? So what is that? Is that a big gamble pays off, or what? A calculated gamble or not? Well, he still won a championship, right? Because he has not won anything with Arsenal, right, since then. And the moment he switched, he immediately win something. But then years after, he become a not so great player. But that is a gamble, right? Does it pay off? Heck yes, it pays off, right? So right now, what is it in your life that you're struggling with at the moment? What is it that you, maybe there is a decision that you need to make, and you're on the fence, right? You want to go for it or you don't, right? So let me ask you this, right? You have to do a calculated risk assessment, right? Number one is, if it works, what will happen to you? Okay, if it works, what will happen to you? If the gamble works, pays off, basically, what will happen to you? What will happen to your life? What will happen to your business? What will happen to the circumstances that are happening in your life? Or how does it solve the problem? Okay, if it doesn't work, what happens to you? What will happen if it doesn't work? Okay, and then after you look at it, then you say, is it worth the risk? Right? Is it worth the failure, basically, right? Let's do this. So number one is, you look at an opportunity, right? Think of it this way. Does it solve your current problem? If you say yes, right? Okay, how so? What benefits you will get in your life, right? And after that, then you think, okay, if this opportunity didn't present itself to me, what will happen to my life? Okay, and then now that this opportunity is present in me, okay, if I do it, of course, opportunities usually will cost something, right? Either your money, your time, or your investment, or whatever, right? So basically, if you do this investment and it fails, what will happen to you? Does the investment equals the opportunity, or does the investment will lead to crazy opportunities? Think about it. Okay, make your own self-assessment, and trust me, you will see that your life will change, and you will know exactly, okay, this is a good investment, or this is a good opportunity that I need to take action right now. Okay, it's been a good one, really, really great sharing this with you, and now I'm off to go for a swim. So have a great Sunday wherever you are. Cheers.